Hello, my name is Helena. I am 43 years old and I live in Oslo, Norway. And this is my report after almost 3 years of doing the act of looking. I came across the looking through a friend that was familiar with the act of looking, and I had my first look December 2008. At that time, I was very identified with my life, especially issues around failure and success, and I had sought his support. I got connected to a childhood memory. It was me, 5 years old, the same and unchanged me that was listening to the words from my friend. Following that, in that same moment, a whole parade of images from the past showed up. They were all extremely different. The only thing that was not different was the experience of me. I was all the same. A sudden insight was revealed that no matter how different the physical circumstances had been on the outside or the emotional charge on the inside, I remained the same. I had never been hurt, harmed, or helped by anything that had happened in my life. And in that brief moment that it happened, it was such a feeling of recognition and amazement. It was an almost ungraspable, profound truth that I could see. So simple and yet so unspeakable. The next morning, I remember I took a shower and I looked again and just directed to that sense of me, and undoubtedly I was there, I was me, and I was amazed of the insight in finding this. Not first of all the fact of getting a glimpse of me, but that I consciously could turn my attention towards the fact, and what I saw didn't matter. The truth and simplicity in this act hit me beyond my mind. Before this had happened, I had doubted almost anything that could be doubted in my life, my qualifications, my intelligence, my worth, my work, my love, my relationships, and my willingness to live, basically doubting anything and everything. I was restless and anxious without any apparent reason. I had been interested in spiritual teaching since the age of 13, searching and seeking for something I didn't know, just a persistent hunger to understand and to get the bigger picture, something that could ease the hollow feeling of not being at home, and a desperate need to know that there got to be more in life than this. I could feel the relief in looking towards something that is undoubtedly me, seeing the me-ness that was permanent. It was all a matter of focusing attention in such a way that I could get a momentary taste of it. From then on, I started to listen to the podcast and found them highly interesting and intellectually challenging. I was very touched by John's persistency in keeping the message simple and down to earth. That attracted me. These 3 years have been very strong and intense. In some ways, things got emotionally more painful. It has felt like the volume was turned higher. And I have come to see a lot of fixed beliefs I've had how my life should be. One was that it should be immediately clear up the fog that I was in, and it didn't. Life and my experience of it just got more intense. I kept on looking and I kept on listening to John, even though I had pain and struggles and difficulties. But with the looking, I had another ground of consistent sanity to tap into, and the feeling of having direct access to truth. And that was very liberating. I was not at stake. Wow. I think that most of the tips that have been brought in over these years have been of help, especially to connect to a vivid childhood memory and to feel that I am just as then. I now love the way the looking takes the natural part of my life, just turning the beam of attention inwards and getting a brief taste of me every now and then. For me, there's a certain physicality to it, a sense of me that is known and familiar, and it is very effortless. Sometimes it happens by itself, in a brief moment, becoming aware of nothing else than me. It seems that just by doing the act of looking, everything settles by itself. The effect of it is appearing in different ways. The most important is that I deal with life in a more heartful way. I know underneath it all that I'm not at stake, and therefore resources and creativity is more at hand. I know I'm here to be alive and to live my life. That supports everything I do know. And that also expands my capacity to allow life to unfold through me and around me, with me playing along with it from a deep sense of meaningfulness. I have found more skillful ways of dealing with my unpleasant and difficult things and states. There is a foundation of trust beneath my experiences, even the very painful ones. I feel wide awake, and I do not long for going back to sleep. To be in this human experience is far too exciting. Thank you, John and Carla, and to everybody that are giving time and space for this in their lives. I'm very grateful. Love, Helena.